שלום לצופים בבית, שלום הרב לייטמן.
שלום לכולם.
Hello to the viewers at home, Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone. This is our show, First Steps in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. And now, a subject that every beginning student scrutinizes, asks about, and it's not the first time or the second. I have to say that even after months and years of study, this issue remains unclear, and so I want to delve into it. It sounds simple, however. What is bestowal upon others? Dr. Lightman, the creator, the upper force, nature, as we learn from science as well, it all began from one point where, from the Big Bang, big explosion, the whole universe developed, including the space. There was no such thing as a space in which the universe can be. So there became a space in which you had all sorts of gases, clouds, and particles, and so on. So everything that happens here happens through the interaction of two forces, the positive and the negative, so to speak, positive and negative, two opposite forces. And these forces work on many levels. They develop and begin to establish forms of connection until they reach a state like in Earth, a very unique state, which for the time being we have not found anything like it in the whole universe. A place where, other than the inanimate degree, also you have the vegetative, animate, and speaking degrees developing, human beings, that is. And why? Because nature operates according to laws, to rules. These are absolute laws that are unchanging. We only learn them more, then we discover more and more. But these laws that we discover existed before. And we see that they operate over time in one direction. They want to bring the whole of nature, the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and people, all those degrees, to a state where everything becomes one system, and where this integral connection will also be a global connection, including within it all the stars, all the actions and operations of nature thus far. And everything will connect into one system. That's what we learn, that's what we see, and from day to day we attain it more. Meaning that we see that within nature, which demands of us, requires us to reach integration, it requires us to get to complete communication integration on all its levels. Yes. Yes. We're talking about bestowal upon others. You began to explain about nature. Let's talk about us. No, Lightman. Okay, so from this it stems, if it's not clear, then I should really conclude this way. So it follows that from these degrees, inanimate, vegetative, and animate, well, we need to relate to those degrees in a good, nice way to cause them to connect properly. And most especially, how can we influence the whole world and ourselves as well, and the degrees of the inanimate, vegetative, and animate, which are below us? It's only through proper relations between people. And the proper relations between people that actually depends on us. But because we are the upper degree of nature, by arranging such rules between us of connection with others, love with others, mutual love, mutual connection, we will cause the whole inanimate, vegetative and animate, will cause those degrees, this whole infinite universe, we will cause, bring about a good integral, reciprocal connection between all its parts in a good integral way. We will see how, to the extent that we begin to take care of the connection between us, between human beings on this small planet in the corner of the universe, if we get to a state where we connect properly with each other, we will see how the entire universe, everything that happens not only on Earth, but in general, how everything becomes nice and orderly. With the stars, with the planets, the gas, interstellar gas, and everything that goes on in interstellar space, everything will start coming into balance. Gilad, so what we do as human beings between us will affect lower degrees, the inanimate, vegetative, inanimate, Dr. Lightman. It will bring about balance, good mutual connection between all parts of nature. Gilad, okay, that sounds logical, but I suppose that the Kabbalists see this connection, all the, those elements of it, and they see how they connect. Dr. Lightman, yes. Gilad, if I just started learning this wisdom, I don't see these connections. I listen and I say, okay, so what should I do? And I'm told you need to get to something called bestowal upon others. Why? What's the connection between bestowal upon others and this whole system you described? Dr. Lightman, bestowal upon others, that is the proper connection between all parts of reality, and most especially on the degrees of, most especially on the degree of speaking, and we can, of the human beings, and we can bring about an interconnection which is good, reciprocal, integral, in the best interests of everyone. Gilad, that sounds good, but when I started studying Kabbalah, I thought that perhaps I'm a good person a bit. You know, I help the old lady cross the street sometimes. I donate to some institution, which it made me feel good. And I said, I've done my part. Then I started studying Kabbalah. My lecturers came and said, very good, this is nice, this is good, but this isn't called bestowal upon others. Why? Dr. Lightman, correct. No, listen, nobody wanted to ruin your day. I'm certain that not, that's not the case. What you do on your human degree to help the old lady cross the streets, help some institution, it's not that by this you change nature, the foundations of creation. We can do much grander things. It's not that you did something bad, God forbid. Gilad, why? If everyone did the same, look, I'm a good person, I feel that I'm good, and everyone did the same, they would look for people to help cross the street, and each one would contribute somehow to some institution, all these things would flourish. I would also maybe go out, save whales somewhere, dedicate my time to helping like that. The whole of humanity did the same. It would have been a corrected state, no? Why do you need anything beyond? Dr. Lightman, no, I don't think we need anything beyond that. These states would have taught us what next we need to do. This is all good. I'm for it. I'm for it. But nevertheless, we see that if we do not correct human nature, we cannot achieve anything. You see what's happening with all those green parties, all those who cried for greener forests, cleaner air. Where are they? They were bought. They were pulled a little into, pulled into some organizations that give them some money to exist, and they were thus silenced. Gilad, why? I want to know what's bestowed upon others and how to do it. Dr. Lightman, bestowal upon others has to come not from a person's egoistic desire, but rather from a desire to love others. And this isn't a thing, it's not happening. We need to first of all correct our own nature, and then we will know how to properly relate to others. Ilan. Okay, but look, sometimes you talk to a person, he says, I went to help out in a center with autistic people, and now I love them so much, I didn't know anything about them, and now I'm just waiting for a time to go help. And another person speaks about stray dogs, he helps, and he says, you don't know how happy this makes me. Yeah, perhaps there are some things perhaps I don't behave the best on the road or at home, but this contribution to society just does it for me. Isn't that bestowal upon others? Is it not sufficient? What does the wisdom of Kabbalah say about this? Dr. Lightman, it's not that the person goes and judges his actions and says proper or not. First of all, we have to open up the general law of reality. What does nature, as the upper force which is above us, which created us, arranged all these connections and things for us, what does it want of us? That is the point, really. If we scrutinize it properly, we would see that it's not enough to help the old lady cross the road. It's not enough to take care of autistic people. In order to do a good thing, I need to facilitate the connection between people in a general way. And it's not that I operate that way in some specific place. Again, it reminds me of those kind hearts, those good souls, those people who cry out about air pollution, and they care about nothing else besides. Let the whole world burn, but let the air be clean. Gilad, and they're wrong? Right, of course. Gilad, okay, let's say, I suppose, they say, I'll take care of air pollution, you take care of starving children in Africa, I'll take care of the disabled people who can't make a living. Each one does his part, and the society will be corrected. Society will be corrected. I care about the air pollution, let me fight it all the way through. Reitman, no. In this, you disregard others, first of all. It seems to you that what they do is less important. The fact that you care about air pollution is that in your ego you think it's an important thing, and that's why you're concerned about it. And in general, you don't correct the world by that. Correcting the world means correct it on its highest degree, which is the relations between people. And here, there is no such thing. You disregard all people. You say that even if there aren't any people on earth, oh, what great air you'd have. Right? Okay, so never mind air pollution. I now go to donate towards peace between, let's say, Arabs and Israelis somewhere. Dr. Lightman, even worse, then you enter politics and all such calculations, it's really not good to even start there. Okay, I understand, I hear what you say, so now explain to me, what is that higher level? Dr. Lightman, to correct human nature, where does it stem from? Where do all these barriers, these mistakes, where does it all come from? It comes from a person's ego, and we need to correct a person's ego, human ego. That's what we need to correct. What to do with it? That's the problem. Not to run from that. Because usually a person just runs. He disagrees. He doesn't want to see himself as an egoist. Say that he is at fault, that the problem is only his and in him. He disagrees. Okay, so I need to see the problem as being in me. Forgive me for insisting, because I see this as a thing that always repeats. I need to correct myself. So on the first stage, I go to help someone. I go help a person. You say the problem is between people. I go help a person. Dr. Lightman, why help? Why do you need to help? What kind of inclination does one have to act out of himself, outward? It's like the whole world is bad and I go correct the world. Why be a world fixer, Dr. Lightman? Gilad, because it makes me feel good. Dr. Lightman, such ego. Gilad, I now have the ability to go and help people, help kids succeed in their exams, because later this helps them in life later and so on. I'm good in mathematics. I can go help. I don't even need money. Dr. Lightman, it's not about money, and it's not that it will make you feel good. I'm telling you, if you don't correct human nature, which is the foundation of all of our mistakes, all of our crimes, let's call them, you don't do anything. You simply prolong. You will teach them mathematics, you will teach them all sorts of things, and by that you extend the corruption of humanity. Dr. Lightman, why is humanity in a good place today? No, because many people don't do what I say. Dr. Lightman, no, if you continue doing what you say, then humanity will continue behaving in a more egoistic fashion. And that is the problem. We need to correct the nature of people, nature. Nature itself, and not all sorts of other successes in their egos, have them succeed more. Okay, so I studied a bit of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and when you say nature, you mean that I do everything for my own sake, right? Even when I help some person, I do it for myself. So what's bad about this? This is a question that keeps coming. What is so bad about that? Dr. Lightman, that's the foundation, the basis for everything wrong in the world, that you think about yourself constantly and you're not able to think in the best interests of others. And that's why we need to transcend our nature and to begin to change ourselves. You see how we can think about the best interests of others. The animates, and living degrees, they act in such a way where each one helps himself, in various ways, the inanimate, and vegetative degrees. So, the human being, however, was created with such a feeling of others, where he wants to exploit everyone, and this is inherent, because he needs to come to know this inclination as the evil inclination, and to turn it, to invert it, to change it into the good inclination. Yes, but first I have to feel that it's bad. I showed you those characters that I clothed in for a second there, and I don't feel it bad. I went to study the wisdom of Kabbalah because I was told that here I'll come and be taught how to bestow even more. So why harm those other things? Dr. Lightman, you think that if you teach people mathematics, you do good by them? You're not doing good by them. You're helping them continue existing in an egoistic way on this planet and to suffer more, another generation to suffer. Dr. Lightman, so what is true bestowal? How to do good to someone? Dr. Lightman, teach him how to be good to others. Gilad, but I first have to be good to others. What will I teach him? Dr. Lightman, you learn then. Gilad, okay, so I'm a student of Kabbalah already. I'm here. Dr. Lightman, so study more and you'll see. Gilad, I studied and I can tell you what I learned. I learned that there is a 10 where you should bestow and help the friends and advance together with them. However, when I listened, when I hear that all sorts of actions I did in the past were, well, they're not wrong, but they're not sufficient. They're not what's truly required of the person. So what's the difference between me now being concerned about my 10, which is the field the Kabbalists tell me to work in, and doing what people in general call good deeds? Dr. Lightman. Deeds, well, everyone can perform these actions. The problem is not with the action. The problem is with the intention. But do you want to stem from everything you do, even at every single moment? Yeah. Think about that. Okay, so we said before that what I feel when I do something which I thought was good for other people, I feel joy as a result. Let's say even Dr. Lightman, so you do it because you enjoy it. Dr. Lightman, okay, so a complete egoist. You know, Gilad, you know, even sometimes students come to me and they say, I didn't tell anyone about this, but I do all sorts of charities like in secret. I don't tell about anyone, but this is even more fun for me. Dr. Lightman, yeah, he's like a masochist. Gilad, why? Because he does bad to himself, but he enjoys it. Gilad, but I do good to others and enjoy it. Dr. Lightman, he doesn't do it so that others will feel good, he does it so that he will feel good. He's even proud of it, Gilad. Yes, and he even comes to tell me about this, right? But what's bad about this, that I enjoy it? Is there a law that I mustn't enjoy? Dr. Lightman, it's my attitude towards others. It's where I don't see the other. I only see how to achieve pleasure through the other. That, and that's the bad thing? Dr. Lightman, of course. Nature demands that we have good attitude, good inclination towards each other. Gilad, okay, so if I want to summarize thus far, if I look only at the actions, I'll never be able to understand what the wisdom of Kabbalah says. I need to see only what I want to gain from this. Dr. Eichmann, the intention. Gilad, and if there's somewhere where in thought or action, in thought or intention, I like myself, I derive enjoyment from myself, that's bad? Dr. Eichmann, yes. Okay, so if that's bad, then you Kabbalists, Gilad, if that's bad, then you Kabbalists have destroyed all my joy from life. Dr. Eichmann, correct. You are causing only bad to the whole world, ultimately to yourself as well. Gilad, so even when I'm thinking about others, I want to enjoy that, right? Yes, what's so wrong? I just want to help to make others feel good, and I want to enjoy it. What's so bad? Okay, so a woman caring for a child is willing to sacrifice her life for the child, right? Because does she do bad to him? Bad by him? That's right, and no. This is natural. Gilad, and is she doing damage in that way also? Caring for the child? Dr. Eichmann, no, this is completely on the natural level. Gilad, and if I want to delight someone and to exploit that for my own benefit, my own joy, that's bad? Dr. Lightman, yes, even though you don't do anything bad to him, but you intend to enjoy the good thing that you're doing, so that's not bestowed to others. Gilad, okay, so we learned what isn't bestowed to others. Now I want to learn what is bestowed to others. That's what I want to talk about. So. Dr. Lightman, it's when you do only what's in his best interest without any connection to you, without anything coming back to you. Then it will be bestowal. Gilad, where is the me that does it? If I enjoy it, then it's already for myself. Dr. Eichmann, yes, that's more complicated, right? It's impossible to do it by our own power. You need to receive a special power from above called bestowal upon others, by which we can truly cause good to others without anything returning to us. Gilad, and within this act, where am I? Dr. Eichmann, you don't want to be part of the act itself. You only want to be the facilitator, but you don't want to be there as the receiver, as the address for the return. For the result. Gilad, so I want to be a mediator, right? Between the receiver of the pleasure and the creator. And who is the receiver of the pleasure? Dr. Lightman. Everyone else. You're only the mediator. You work for free. Gilad, so do I enjoy this work? Dr. Reitman, well, here's the question. If you enjoy it, you receive. So, Gilad, so why am I told that the greatest pleasure is in the quality of bestowal? Dr. Reitman, bestowal doesn't mean that you take the pleasure for yourself, the joy. Bestowal means that you relay everything to the one you bestow to without stealing anything for yourself on the way. Gilad, so who enjoys it? Dr. Reitman, the human being who receives. Gilad, and that's not me? Dr. Reitman, no, you're the modem, you're the adapter, the connector. Gilad, so the whole of humanity, other than me, they receive, right? The Creator bestows, and I'm out of the picture. Dr. Reitman, each one in the world needs to assume the role of this modem, this connector, this adapter, bringing all the best to people without taking anything for himself. Just from the Creator, taking from the Creator and giving to others, everyone. And then we build a second degree, right? Above our beastly life. Gilad, and what can you enjoy then? Dr. Reitman, only doing that work. Gilad, but this is completely different fuel. Everything I did thus far, I was stealing for myself. And now suddenly nothing for myself. So what do I live off of? How can I live? Dr. Reitman, you live off fulfilling everyone else, like the Creator. Gilad, and they fulfill me? Dr. Reitman, no, that fulfills you. Gilad, so I don't wait for everyone else to bestow. I need to be the bestower, right? And then, Dr. Reitman, and then that's it. You're asking, what then? When will I get what I deserve? Gilad, no, not when will I get. It sounds like a state where I'm out of the picture. Dr. Reitman, you're out of the picture of the receiver. And then you understand why everyone is built as receivers with respect to you. Where you can give them what they want. But do they truly need it? Do they truly want it? No. This is how the Creator created them, so that you can relay all this goodness to them. Gilad, so their nature and the Creator who created my nature, that was all done for one purpose. So I'll be the mediator. Yes, you will be the partner of the Creator, without whom he cannot relay this to them. He won't be able to. And then he will remain without work to do, so to speak, sad, so to speak. And if you're next to him doing this work, then you delight him. And you also delight all the souls to which you relay this fulfillment, because then they are in a connection through you with the Creator. Gilad, but so then the best thing to do for them is to give them the opportunity to be like myself, bestowing. Dr. Reitman, no, this isn't your business. You need to fulfill them and that's it. Gilad, so that's bestowal to others? Dr. Reitman, yes. Okay, so I'm in the middle between the Creator and humanity. Dr. Reitman, yes, you're in the middle. Gilad, okay, so we took some very large steps forward here between the Big Bang and the fact that whatever I do, things that I thought were good, they're not good because I'm harmed by doing harm and by enjoying everything, driving enjoyment for myself, I harm others. And then we talked about how in the connection between the Creator and the created beings, I just want that to happen, right? I'm only supportive of that connection. Dr. Reitman, yes, correct. Gilad, okay, so summarize for us. What is bestowal upon others? Dr. Reitman, bestowal upon others means that with all my power, I connect others to the Creator. What else can I do to others? What else is there? Gilad, and that's what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches? Dr. Leitman? Yes. Gilad. Okay, so finally we understand what the wisdom of Kabbalah does. Dr. Leitman, yes. And then each one can be a partner with the Creator. Good luck. Thank you very much, Rav Leitman.